Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Friday, my darlings. Listen. You know, it is Friday night here in the Windy City. I'm broadcasting live in the Windy City. It's partly cloudy, 82 degrees, and having just a little cognac. You know what I'm saying? I got to have a little cognac tonight because I'm telling you, there is so much that's going on in the world. I'm telling you. I'm looking at the headlines, and it is just madness out here in this world. It is just really madness. Listen, you guys, broadcasting live in the Windy City is August the 5th, 2022, 9 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone, 10 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got pushed up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa. Do have members in the UK and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karan Patel. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum. GumbaRum.com, G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. We do have two different flavored Gumba Rums. We have natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. Listen, people. Steve Gum is the CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum. Listen, you guys, did I tell you? Let me tell you this here now. This show is live. It's not pre-recorded, so everything you're hearing right now is live, honey. I am talking to you live in the flesh. So listen. Steve decided he's going to run off and leave me, people. You know, I just don't know what is going on around here. I have to make all the decisions in this thing. You know, it is just pure madness. I got to make all the decisions, and he's just doing his thing. He's just having a great time, you know, going to state to state with Gumba Rum. And I'm like, what is going on here? I'm doing all the work. I'm doing all the promotion. I'm doing all the marketing and the advertising, and Steve gets to have a great time. He gets to have a great time. You know, he's at Wednesday night. He's at Cranberry Liquors, for God's sake, giving out free sips and samples of Gumba Rum. And, you know, I don't get it. Listen, I had to make one bottle of Gumba Rum last for about 1 year. 1 year. 1 year. Do you hear what I'm telling you now? Listen, I'm telling you, I don't know how much longer I can take this, honey. Listen, guys. I got a special musical salute tonight. Yes, I do. Independent artist Rich Mizek. Listen, he is going to be on tonight. He is on. Hot. He got a great song on tonight. Listen, let me tell you something. You guys know how this goes down. You know how it goes down. Listen, let me tell you something. Everybody knows the music is being heard by who? Who is the music being heard by? Listen here. That's right, hornies. Your music is being heard by people all over the world. And listen, I got a dynamite song tonight. It is fantastic. Listen, let me tell you something. It's independent artist Rich Mizek. Yes, M-I-Z-I-K. He is just fantastic and fabulous. I have a great song from him. The name of the song is Trust in God. And I can tell you, honey, now is the time we need this song. Everybody in this world needs this song, Trust in God. I'm telling you, listen. We've all got to trust in God. I'm telling you, if you don't know God, you better start getting to know him. I am telling you, you better be hitting your knees. You know, if you're not in a place where you can get on your knees and pray to God that you find him and get to know him, you know, just say a silent prayer wherever you are. You may be at work. Maybe you're sitting behind your desk. You know, maybe you're a security guard or whatever you're doing. You got to pray and ask God to come into your heart. I am telling you, we all need him the more. Listen something. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you, children. Let me tell you, babies. Listen, I came up in the Pentecostal church. So listen, I came up with the old mothers. The old mothers, I am telling you, let me tell you something here. Let me tell you, I came up with the Pentecostal church. Well, listen, when I was a kid, I grew up in the Baptist church. You know how it goes. You grow up in the Baptist church, and then, you know, you really get saved. You get born again, you go into the Church of God in Christ. So listen, let me tell you about this. The mothers in the Pentecostal church was way different, way different. Now, let me tell you something. I started going to the Pentecostal church when I was about 17, 18 years old. Listen. I'm way over 50 now, so listen. I'm telling you, honeys, listen. Back then, the mothers, every Friday night, we'd go to church. Every single Friday night, we're at church. And you know where you at in church? The mothers come and get you, all the young people, 17 and up, you're at the front of the church. You're standing on the altar. Yes. You know what they called it on Friday night? They called it Holy Ghost Night. Holy Ghost Night. Do you hear anybody talking about the Holy Ghost? People act like, you know what? People act like they're scared to talk about the Holy Ghost. Well, you know, now it's the Holy Spirit. We have to be dignified. It's the Holy Spirit. People don't say Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Spirit. Well, listen, way back then when I was 18, going to church every Friday night, and the mother said, you come up here and you get on the altar. You got to stand on the altar that you get filled with the Holy Ghost. Listen, you're up there and you're praying and you're saying, Jesus, you know, I know people got all kind of ways of thinking, but listen, this is what happened. And I'm telling you, it was a whole different Christian experience. So listen, we got to trust in God. We trusted in God for everything. So I'm telling you, if it's one thing I know how to have faith and trust in God. Listen, there was a preacher named Schambach. Reverend Schambach, and he would always, in every single sermon, he would always say, all you need is trust in God. All you need is faith in God. He would say that every single time. R.W. Schambach was his name. Listen, he would preach like a black man. A guy was white. He would preach. And he would always say, all you need is faith in God. All you need is trust in God. So listen. The name of the song tonight is Trust in God. And let me tell you this. Let me tell you something. Something is in the news. You'll see on this particular episode, it says 16-year-old suspect charged after shooting. There's a reason why I got that up there. There is a reason why this says 16-year-old suspect charged after shooting. You know why? Because the song tonight is Trust in God. And this is why we need to trust in God. Because, listen, people are shooting all over the place. For God's sakes, this kid is 16 years old. This happened in Morris, Illinois. Let me tell you something. Morris, Illinois. Listen, it's Channel 2 News. This happened yesterday in Morris, Illinois. Let me tell you something. The police said that Beverly Lambert, she's 25 years old. She was picking up her 2-year-old. Do you hear me now? Picking up her 2-year-old from a babysitter. Now listen, she could have never imagined this was going to happen. I am telling you, you got to be praying. You got to be praying the blood of Jesus. Let me tell you something. In this day and time, if you don't want to say the Holy Ghost or the whatever, you better be calling on Jesus. You better be calling on the blood of Jesus for safety, protection. You better get some prayer. I am telling you, what's God, I am true. Listen. If you don't want to do that, get your Bible and read Psalms 91 every day. Read Psalms 91 every day for protection. I am telling you, and if you don't know God, you'll get to know God by reading Psalms 91. I am telling you what God having to do. Listen, let me tell you what happened here. I'm going to get to this song, Trust in God. Listen here. See, listen, this independent artist had no idea what he was going to bring to this show on tonight. Independent artist Rich Mizik. Once again, M-I-C-I-K is his name. Listen here. This lady, 25 years old, her name Beverly Lambert, goes to pick up her 2-year-old from a babysitter when a 16-year-old, Jesus Christ, at 16-year-old, I was just still thinking about boys and dating. My God, I had the hot thoughts of God. And you know, not 16 years old, let me say that back. Let me back up. At 16 years old, I had the hot for boyfriends and boys. Let me tell you that. So listen, 16-year-old, armed with a gun, shot her twice in the back of the head. Now listen, 16 years old, shot this lady, 25 years 2-year-old in the back of the head and killed her. All she was doing was picking up her 2-year-old from a babysitter. You know what set this 16-year-old off? Someone said he was looking for a ride. He was looking for a ride, trying to get a ride to wherever he was going, and someone told him to get out of there and to leave. And so what he does is pulls out a gun, shoots Beverly Lambert in the back of the head, and steals her car. You tell me. We need God. We need God in this place. Listen, I'm telling you, all in around the whole wide world, we need God like never before. I'm telling you. And they says in the history of the county, it's never happened. They've never had They've never had a 16-year-old commit a murder. A 16-year-old committing a murder. It just blows my mind, you guys. Listen, I'm going to get to the song. It's Trust in God. Trust in God. And I want you to listen to this song with everything in your heart and soul. This is Trust in God. Because believe me, people, believe me, my darlings, we have got to trust in God like never before. This is the day and time that we've got to trust in Him. I am telling you, I am not saying the world's going to blow up and end tomorrow. That is not what I'm saying. I'm not trying to scare anybody. No, I am telling you what you need is Jesus Christ. You need God. You know, at the end of the day, we all need Him. You know what I'm saying? So everybody, you know, you got to trust in God. And I'm telling you, I don't want to get on a whole different story with that. But listen, you gotta trust in Him, because I'm telling you, you gotta need Him for safety, protection, because you never know what is going to happen. Now listen, this is Trust in God. Take a listen to this. Check this out.
Father, over the years I lost faith, but You was there to guide me when I didn't even see the way. So now, I put my trust in You.
The Spirit said, I'm not enough. My Father said, I should be strong. I believe in You. No matter what the world may say, I trust in You. No matter all the pain I face, the world might say you're not, but I say you're my
my head upon Your shoulder. In Your words You said I should be bolder. Lord, I'm crying, can You help me? But I'll stand by Your word.
Stand by Your word.
For Your promise is sure. Cause I need that faith to carry out Your way.
I will.
trust in God, trust in God. You know, he started the song off, and he said over the years he had lost his faith. And, you know, that happens. That happens sometimes, you know, we have Christian backgrounds. We grow up in the church, you know, and sometimes you kind of waver and you lose it. That happens. That happens. Listen, listen, and I am not a person that it didn't happen to. I'm telling you, listen, I've been in church my whole doggone life. Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you what happened when I kind of wavered. Let me tell you something here. I never experienced anything in the world, really. I just really, you know, people was doing, either you were saved and you knew God or you wasn't. That's just the way it was. So listen, I was always a person, corny, square, you know, not with the hip crew and nothing like that. And so listen, after I got in my 20s, you know, and I started saying, well, you know, I want to see what's going on in the world. That's what I said to myself. And, of course, I was still going to church every Sunday, but not every Sunday, pretty much every day of the week, to tell you the truth. And listen, let me tell you, after a while, I was like, you know, I want to see what everybody else is doing in the world. I want to see what's going on. I was curious, really. I didn't lose faith in God. So let me put that straight here. I didn't lose faith in God. I was curious to see what was going on in the world. I wanted to see, well, what's going on in the nightclubs? What's going on out there? And so I started to get friends, you know, from work, and I started going to these nightclubs. And the weirdest thing would happen, you know, the weirdest thing that would happened to me, I would be sitting in a nightclub with a drink, with a girlfriend, and I'm telling you, people would come into the place, it'd be crowded, and the guys that would look at me, is like, this one guy says, yeah, well, you don't even belong in here, and I'm like, well, who the hell are you? That's what I'm saying to myself. I didn't say that to him, and he says, you don't even look like you belong in here, and I'm like, what in the world? And of course, you know what I had on, guys? I had on a church dress. I looked like I was dressed to go to church, because I didn't know how to dress to go to a nightclub. I had on my church clothing. Like, what am I? You know, so listen, I have to learn the whole script. I have to learn how to dress to go to the nightclub because I didn't know what the hell I was doing. Anyway, so listen, I did that for a couple years. I'm like, you know, just getting really old. I'm getting a little tired of, you know, doing this thing here. And so I went back to the church. So listen, I didn't lose my faith. I was curious to see what was in the world. And it wasn't that great. So listen, it wasn't all that great. It wasn't what they said it was like and all like this. And I just found my way right back to where I was supposed to be, trusting in the Lord 100% full. So listen. So I know exactly what he's talking about. I know what he's talking about. I know what he means. Trust in God. And let me tell you something. It ain't a good thing to get curious because I'm going to tell you. Let me tell you. And I'm running out of time. Let me tell you this here. This artist got it on point, Rich Mazik, M-I-Z-I-K. Let me tell you something. It is not a good thing. You cannot afford. Let me get serious here and dial it down. You know, I like to entertain through my show at the same time. But listen, let me tell you. In these days and times, you cannot afford to get curious. If you are a Christian, if you are saved, and you've never went to see what's in the world, this ain't the time to be playing around to go see what's in the world. It's a whole different ball game out here, I'm telling you. Even back then, you know, people was crazy and did wild stuff. Let me tell you something. So you can't afford to play around and go to nightclubs. Them days is over with. Honey, you stay with God and you stay put. You can't afford to do those kind of things. If you're curious about what's going on with having a drink, have that drink at home. Don't go out to a nightclub. Have your little drink at home. Have your friends over or whatever you're going to do. Stay your butt in the house. Listen, let me tell you something. Even when I was in high school, let me tell you what happened. Advance forward years later, this one girl, sweet little girl, her name was Kim, gorgeous, really pretty girl. You know what happened to her? Same thing. We end up, after we got out of high school, we end up going to the same church, this girl. She was out with her friends one night, and they were out partying and stuff like that, and they were just coming home, taking the train. I'm going to tell you, Kim didn't make it home. You know what they did? They was out partying, taking the train, going downtown Chicago. And they were standing at the platform. Her friends pushed her off in front of the train, killed her. Killed her, just like that. They didn't have no reason. They just killed the girl. For no reason. We never, ever found out why they killed her. They just pushed her ass over and plop, right when the train came, gone, just like that. I almost had a heart attack when they told me when they came back to church. I was, what? She's not in this world no more. Somebody, her friends killed her. So listen. I am telling you what's the God given truth. You cannot afford to play around and go see what's out there in the nightclubs. You, honey, you don't know. Stay with God. Listen, I am pretty much out of time. I know this show was pretty intense, but listen, let me tell you something. I can't say it enough. I can't say it a million times. If I said it a million times, that wouldn't be enough. That wouldn't be enough if I said it a million times. That is not enough. How serious it is that you need to have God in your life. You really do. You can't afford to leave your house without God. You got to take him everywhere because he's on the inside of your heart. So wherever you're going, he's going along with you. I am telling you, to put your trust in him. Listen, great people, I got to get on up out of here. It's been Stone Cold Blast. The song was great. That was Trust in God. And guess what? It was Stone Cold Blast. I get to do it all over again on tomorrow. In the special words of Don Kenise, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.
You motivated.